1888.
Doctor is going to be charged with manslaughter after all. New York dealers pull out of cash for clunkers. Gee, I wonder why. Voting underway in Afghanistan while a new poll shows that a majority of Americans, is that you, say that the Afghan war is not worth fighting. And Don Hewitt dead, the creator of 60 Minutes. And we'll have more on all of those stories coming up, of course, naturally, as we ping and pong all over the place on America Tonight. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be the captain of this ship that is growing bigger and bigger and bigger. First, at the top of the show, though, we go quickly to Easy Ticket Mike to talk a little quick sports hits here. Hey, Easy Ticket Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. My IP phone is not doing so good, though.
Your IP phone. Explain that. Yeah. That's technology. Tell us what that is.
Phone through the Internet. I'm not going to say which group I'm using, but all my other phones I can call out, but I can't. I guess it doesn't dial in to all my other phones, and I heard this real faint phone ringing, and it was your engineer giving me a call, so I had to rush into my old-timey phone here that I've got.
I love that old-timey phone. Ah, the modern technology hassles and hurdles that we all go through. Hey, let's talk about, and we had someone on from KFAN last night, the flagship station for the Minnesota Vikings. It was exciting. Dan Barrero right at the top of the show to tell us about what's going on now in Minneapolis and all over Minnesota as a result of Brett Favre going to the Vikings, a huge story. We just had Michael Vick, of course, signing as the backup of the Philadelphia Eagles. I bet he breathed a sigh of relief, Mike, because then this story made the headlines all over the place. But there's a lot of interesting, I think, side notes going into the NFL year, right?
Yeah, Fran Tarkenton sure doesn't like the idea that Favre's coming to Minnesota. He's, of course, Tarkenton retired years ago. He does a Sirius radio show, and I think that's all he does anymore. But anyway, I'm glad that Brett's going to be playing. I mean, I think he's still got a lot more juice there that he can give to a team. And I think it'll do well for the Minnesota this year.
Oh, I totally think so. In my opinion, I think they have a chance to go to the playoffs if his shoulder is okay. The two quarterbacks they had weren't going to get it done. There was no question, I don't think, about that. And I think he's a huge flip-flopper, and he drags out this heavy drama. He's a drama queen, but it doesn't matter. The guy can still throw a mile. I talked to someone the other day who had just tossed the ball around with him last week, and so even with the worries over the shoulder, still at his age and everything else, he's a fantastic quarterback. There's no question about it. And it was a good move from that point of view for the Minnesota Vikings. Like I said, more juicy storylines playing out. And, of course, the world either hates or loves the Dallas Cowboys. You can't deny that. The Cowboys are like Hillary Clinton. It's very polarizing. It's either one or the other. You love them or you hate them. So the Cowboys underway, and there's not a lot of drama. They got rid of T.O. He's in Buffalo. Tony Romo dumped his girlfriend right before the Ken and Barbie birthday party. So the focus really has been on football. There's no hard knocks. And you happen to be a Cowboys fan. This probably bodes well for them, don't you think?
Yeah, they had their first preseason game this last Thursday. The first team played, I guess, one quarter, and they did well. But their second and third and fourth teams, they didn't do very well at all against Oakland. But it's only preseason. So preseason doesn't mean anything. All it means is a way for them to weed out the players that weren't going to play anyway.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and of course, for your purposes, you have a ticket brokerage, and people can get tickets to any of the NFL games, I'm assuming. We've talked about this before, how you cherry-pick games. Now I would assume that if I were a ticket broker, I would try to get that game in Lambeau where Minnesota comes in on, what is it, November 1st to meet Green Bay. That is going to be a huge monster game. It's probably hard to get tickets.
Oh, yeah, but we've got availability for some choice seats for that game and pretty much any game that anybody wants to watch, even if it's Oakland.
Yeah, even if it's Oakland, I like how you said that. Okay, and so people can go to the website. It's very easy. Go to EZ, it's just the initials, EZ-ticket.com, and there's tickets to anything you can imagine, by the way, besides sports. But sticking with sports, obviously I'm a huge baseball fan, loving my Philadelphia Phillies and some moves they made. And the NL and the, I think the AL are obviously, it's going to start to tighten up. We might have a couple of playoff games at the end of the season. I think it's going to be a good postseason in baseball, don't you?
Yeah, it's shaping up like that. I know the Rangers, they were looking real good. They won a series against Boston this last weekend, but they dropped two out of three games to Minnesota here. They dropped one tonight. But the big story with the Rangers, they picked up old Ivan Pudge Rodriguez from the Astros just yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding.
And he's one of my favorite players. I was sorry to see when he ended up leaving, but I'm glad he's coming back. And actually, he's in the lineup tonight, and I'm not sure how well he did. He batted, I think, eighth, but I didn't even watch that game. So.
Yeah, but he's good. Back in the day, when I was I worked for the flagship, and I was the sports director, and did a talk show there for people listening nationally. Just as kind of an aside note, and Pudge was one of the primary players, and twice the Rangers went to the AL West. And, you know, the guy could knock the cover off the ball. And I don't think, and many managers told me this, that anybody could rifle a ball down to second the way he could from the crouched down position of a catcher. It was amazing his release and how he got the ball to second base. He picked off so many runners that tried to steal on him that I think at one time he was the best in the business at that. We're almost out of time, but you've got concert tickets, too. Tell us quickly about the concerts.
Well, Paul McCartney was here. At the Cowboys Stadium tonight, but we've got tickets for pretty much anything around the country. I know Def Leppard and Poison are coming here Friday. Lil Wayne's coming Sunday, and you know, just I think next month got Britney Spears coming in town. But there's just a ton of groups out on tour right now, and Metallica's. They're going to be out and about this fall, so there's going to be a lot of concerts, a lot of sporting events here coming up real soon.
Yeah, and it's perfect time. That fall is my favorite time for all of that stuff, and then with the football season kicking in, and then of course baseball, and then you turn it all around again when it comes to hoops and when it comes to hockey. So it's exciting stuff. Easy ticket, Mike. You take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Kate. You have a good evening.
Thank you. And you go to easy-ticket.com, and anywhere you're listening to us, like Mike said, if you're in Connecticut, if you're in Illinois, if you're in Kentucky, you can get tickets to anything that you can imagine. He does get really choice seats. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to talk to a man who says the food supply in Canada and the United States is the worst and most toxic anywhere, around the globe. Yikes. Hang with us here on APN.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
Yeah, we feel pretty lucky here on America Tonight. This next guest hanging late with us, what credentials he has, too, Dr. Shiv Chopra. He spent three big decades fighting it out with the Canadian government to what he says to protect the integrity of what we feed our families. In fact, he's saying that the food supply, as I just mentioned, in Canada and the good old U.S. is the worst and most toxic anywhere on the globe. Yikes, that doesn't make me feel good. He's got a book out, and it's called Corruption to the Core, Memoirs of a Health Canada Whistleblower. Doctor, thanks so much for, again, staying up late with us. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Let's talk about, you know, when you say that, I guarantee we have Canadians listening to the show and Americans, and then they'll take a step back and say, whoa, I got a couple of kids, I got grandkids, what about myself? My whole life I've been ingesting this food. What makes our food so toxic in all the years that you did the job that you did where you were right there? What was it that you found that was so toxic about the food supply?
Well, Canada and the United States have virtually the same laws. They're both called Food and Drugs Act. There and here and passed around the same time, evolved around the same time. In both countries, we have in our food supply for the last 40 to 50 years, hormones, antibiotics, slaughterhouse waste. This is dead animal parts which are being fed back to the food-producing animals. Then there are genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, and pesticides that go with them. These five items have never been tested,
as they should have been tested, as they are required to be tested by the companies wanting to sell products in these two countries or anywhere. They must do research, and they must provide data to the government as required under the Food and Drugs Act. And they have not done that. And these products have been there, out there for that long. And during that same period, chronic disease like cancer, immune disorders, reproductive disorders, neurological disorders have been increasing. Now, the way the governments are working in both countries is saying, well, we don't think so, but it increases trade, so therefore, now the public should prove that it causes all those things. How is the public going to prove all that? Because it is the public that owns the countries. It is on the public's behalf that these laws were passed, and yet these products are out there. Now, European Union, for the last 20 years, they've already banned at least three out of those five substances. Those are hormones, antibiotics, and slaughterhouse waste. And they have not yet passed GMOs, and they are talking about banning pesticides or completely or many of them. Now, therefore, our food now is the most contaminated on Earth. The third world countries, for whatever reason, they may not be able to afford all those things, and yet the Obama administration, as well as in Canada, they're coming up with laws because now the food is being contaminated from slaughterhouses. That's another problem. We have factory farming and we have huge slaughterhouses where contamination occurs and meat gets contaminated, hamburger gets contaminated, sliced meat gets contaminated. And so therefore all this, now they're saying they want traceability. That's going in the wrong direction. They should be first removing all these things. They should be stopping the factory farming. That will create jobs. What they are doing is that they're talking about, oh, it may be coming from China, or it may be coming from India or Mexico or wherever. So therefore, we want traceability. But it's the same companies that are producing and the same companies transporting and selling. Just multinational companies hauling food from here to there and destroying the natural way of producing food. That's how it is.
So you think it's a good smokescreen then, too, to throw up China and the contamination in India and try to, is it kind of like a distracting measure trying to take the people in Canada and the people in the United States away from being worried about the food supply? Because you know this, Doctor, every time something comes up, certainly in America it's happened, where you could start way back when with mad cow disease, or you could talk about contaminated spinach, and people do panic and they stop buying products when they hear enough news stories about it. So I would think both governments would be concerned about it.
Absolutely. There is no mad cow disease in Brazil. There's no mad cow disease in India because animals are grass-fed. Certainly so much beef. Brazil is now overtaking the United States in beef production. And so it isn't there. But in Canada, there's mad cow disease. It doesn't stop. It just carries on and on. One more case, one more case, one more case. In the U.S., I'm told, they also have it. They just don't go test it. So if you don't test it, you don't find it. But meanwhile, they're continuing to feed blood, cattle blood, back to cattle, and they're feeding the remains of all animals back to animals. And so, therefore, that's what's happening. With mad cow disease, we're recycling disease. It gets concentrated. That's how it spreads.
What would you advise people listening to this to do? What would you advise a family man driving to the road hearing you say all this? What do you say the people should do?
Well, you see, often people say, let's buy organic food. Well, mm-hmm. You don't know whether organic is organic. How do you know whether it's organic? This is not the solution. And then the price goes up. Or do you say there should be labeling? That's not the solution. The solution is very simple. In my opinion, people should be demanding, asking the government, asking the USFDA to implement existing law. If they don't, then they have their constitution, then they should take legal action. Say, we, the people, want you to remove these things from the food supply. We want to be allowed. We want to eat food that nature makes. So governments shouldn't be interfering in that. Governments are there to protect people, not to protect companies.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Doc, we should tell everyone your credentials, too. By the way, a fellow of the World Health Organization, a veterinary scientist, a specialist in immunology and a vaccine manufacturer. And for 30 years, you worked for the Canadian government's 35 years for
and
the Canadian
me.
Government. Of course, because you were complaining. You were trying to get something done to help the people. Good for you for standing up, though, and being what we would call a whistleblower. That had to take a lot of courage. I can imagine it
was
pretty tough.
Job.
Yeah. Good for you. The other thing I was going to ask you quickly, we have a couple of minutes left, the swine flu vaccination. Should you know, there's a lot of kick up about that, and certainly
stay
you there
away
working.
From it. There is no swine flu coming. It's all a hoax. If it's not a hoax, if it happens, then there's nothing we can do. They cannot make a vaccine. This vaccine has not been tested. They're pushing it, and then the Tamiflu and these antiviral drugs, this is all complete nonsense. Flu has been on the earth for millions of years, and it has been in pigs, it has been in chickens, it has been in birds and people, and those viruses have been mating and mutating for all those millions of years. The sky hasn't fallen yet, and it's not going to again. So don't worry
but
about
you know,
it.
Doc, you know what they would say at the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, they'd say, well, look, we got 500 people dead in the United States. And
well, if 500 people die, or let's say 1,000 people die out of 7 billion people on the earth, then every year many thousand people die from flu. This is a complete,
right.
People who are already sick, who are immunocompromised, or occasionally some people die. It's a bad thing, but that doesn't mean you blow it up to say, well, now pandemic is coming. There's no such pandemic coming. This is a complete hoax. They've been hoping it'll happen for the last 10 years. First it was the bird flu, then the swine flu. We know about the 1976 swine flu. We don't know what the 1918 swine, whether that was swine flu. They used to call it Spanish flu. The Spanish called it the French flu. Then it became Mao flu. Whoever you hate became, they pinned the name on that person or that country. And it's just a hoax to make money.
Right.
That's why I call my book Corrupt to the Core. They're all part of the corruption.
Right. So stay away from it. Doc says stay away from that vaccine. Doctor, it was a pleasure having you on this show. Can we have you back sometime? We'll get you on a little bit earlier.
Certainly.
Thank you so much. Okay, Heed is Warnings, a great guest. And remember, his book is Corruption to the Core, Memoirs of a Health Canada Whistleblower. Hang with us. Speaking of health care, we'll be talking about it on the flip side.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Coming up, we turn another page in history as we go back into the books and tell you what happened on this day way back when. For example, in 1940, it was British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, who paid tribute to the Royal Air Force. He said, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." There are other highlights as well that we'll touch on. Plus, we got those birthdays. Talk about turning another page, blowing out yet another candle. Actress Joan Allen. I think she's terrific. Remember, she played Pat Nixon, 53 years old. She was also in another movie I liked with Kevin Costner. I can't remember the name of it for the life of me, but it was a good movie. Also, Al Roker is celebrating a birthday. So is U.S. Congressman Ron Paul, Republican from Texas, and we'll tell you how old Ron Paul is. But first, time for news you can abuse. It's that upside down kind of crazy news that you sort of think you heard, and did you hear right? Well, let me tell you about one of them. North Bend, Oregon. A burglar picked the wrong place to target. This sounds like a good one, right? The police chief there said it was pretty embarrassing to have a thief hit his downtown station last week, stealing a radio, two stun guns, and a Crown Victoria patrol car. The one saving grace is that the police were able to make a quick arrest. But I think that the police chief was right. How do you explain that? That somebody got in and they started to steal things. Anyway, this Robert Floyd Finder, 26-year-old, faces just about every charge the police could think up. They're charging him with burglary, possession of burglary tools, theft, unlawful use of a motor vehicle, unlawful entry into a motor vehicle, criminal mischief, criminal trespass, tampering with physical evidence, and reckless driving. The chief who oversees a department of 16 officers, including himself, said the burglary occurred when all the officers left pretty much a section of the building because they were out on an assault call. So the 26-year-old guy, Finder, told the chief that he was walking near the station and noticed most of the police cars were gone. So he thought, I just thought I'd try it to see if he could pull it off. I guess he didn't pull it off because they were able to nail him. You know how they nailed him? They caught him the next day. He was trying to sell the stun guns. Yeah. See, so he could have gotten away with it if he had just not tried to sell those guns in the same city. Please. All right, this is a strange story. A Wyoming man spotted his SUV on the way to report it stolen. So somebody ripped him off. He was distraught. And lo and behold, he watched as saw his SUV as he was driving to report it. This happened in Gillette. And they say that what happened, it was a Ford Bronco. And he was going to confront the driver. The driver fled, but police arrested a 16-year-old boy a short time later on suspicion of larceny. And what happened was the teenager stole the SUV after leaving a hospital where his father had taken him for a drug test because he'd been given a misdemeanor citation for marijuana use. So the Bronco's owner, Anthony McRae, was headed to the cop shop when he saw the SUV, called 911, and then began following it. And then the rest was history. The police were able to pull him over. And that's what happened, and he jumped out, and they were able to nail him. So that's why they say you got to keep your eyes peeled, because you never know. You might spot your own car when it's been stolen. Oh. So first the kid's tested for marijuana use, and then he makes it even worse by doing that. Mm. All right, this is an odd story. I don't know if you've heard this one or not, but out of Quincy, Massachusetts, a woman was arrested. She admitted to cops that she had hid 19 bags of crack cocaine. You know where she hid them? In her bra. Sandra Sanborn was charged with possession of crack cocaine with intent to distribute following a tip to the police drug unit. And finally, this one, this is a good one for news you can abuse. Out of London, Fijian Rugby League international star Sema Tudala might be banned for 4 matches. You know why? He might be cited for pulling an opponent's hair. When you can't get the ball and you're frustrated and you've tried every other trick in the book, why not pull hair? Why not think of that? Resort to the hair. So he plays for the English Super League club, Bradford Bulls, and they're going to have a disciplinary hearing. He was penalized, naturally, for tugging at the locks of the forward of the opposing team, Earl Crabtree. Crabtree is the nephew of late wrestler Shirley, who was known as Big Daddy. I know who Big Daddy is. So anyway, this is a manner that is contrary to the true spirit of the game. If he is found guilty of the grade C offense at the hearing, he gets a suspension of 4 matches, according to the Rugby Football League. Hair pulling is certainly not unknown to the world of sport. We've seen this happen a few times, like a former world footballer and of the year, Ronaldo. Remember, he had a 1-match ban. He pulled an opponent's hair while playing for the Corinthians in a Brazilian championship match. And I remember a couple years ago, there was an English guy who was pulling someone's hair during the World Cup, so that got big headlines. No hair pulling. Sounds funny, but it's against league rules. Let's go to today in history. It is the 20th of August. A lot of kids are already going back to school, or they're already in school, depending on where you live. Well, here are some of the highlights as they study history. In 1968, the Soviet Union and other Warsaw Pact nations began invading Czechoslovakia. Why? To crush the Prague Spring liberalization drive that was led by Alexander Dubček. In 1833, Benjamin Harrison, the 23rd president of the United States, was born in We just did a story about North Bend, but that was North Bend, Oregon. This is North Bend, Ohio. In 1866, President Andrew Johnson formally declared the Civil War over months after fighting had stopped. Also in 1920, pioneering American radio station 8MK in Detroit, which was later famous call letters named WWJ, began daily broadcasting. In 1955, hundreds of people were killed in anti-French rioting. It happened in Morocco and Algeria. And in 1964, President then of the United States, Lyndon B. Johnson, signed the Economic Opportunities Act at nearly $1 billion anti-poverty. That's what it was, $1 billion for the anti-poverty measure. Boy, you think of $1 billion today and you think of the numbers that we're throwing around for projects. Crazy. Different back in old Lyndon Baines Johnson's day, though. In 1977, the U.S. launched Voyager 2, an unmanned spacecraft carrying a 12-inch copper phonograph record containing greetings in dozens of languages. Samples of music and sounds of nature was launched, thinking, I guess, they could attract whatever was out there. Did not succeed. I never heard any stories of any aliens, of course, going up to the Voyager 2. In 1989, entertainment executive Jose Menendez and his wife Kitty, this was a huge story, shot to death in their Beverly Hills, California mansion by their sons Lyle and Eric. They made a cheesy TV movie and, of course, wall-to-wall coverage on this trial. 51 people died as well when a boat sank in the River Thames after colliding with a dredger. Also, 10 years ago, in a very different kind of move, the CIA pulled the security clearances for former director John Deutsch for keeping secret files on an unsecure home computer. Now we see what happens all the time where who was it? I can't remember what government branch the guy was in, but he had the computer, the laptop computer, loaded with information. And of course, somebody hacked into it and got all the secret files naturally. 5 years ago in Athens, Michael Phelps matched Mark Spitz's record of 4 individual gold medals in the Olympic pool with a string of comebacks, especially in the 100-meter butterfly, then removed himself from further competition after that. And, of course, what did he end up last year? We talk about all the medals and that familiar smile and the cover on Sports Illustrated with all the gold medals around his neck. And, you know, the most disappointing thing about that to me is Mark Spitz wasn't there. I thought he should have been asked to go to the Olympics and should have been there. He did react. Certainly the network got the reaction when Michael Phelps broke his record, but it would have been cool to see him poolside, I think. All right, time for some birthdays. Cue up the music. I could do an imitation of it, though. Da 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 da. Ah, there it is. Celebrating a birthday. I told you about Ron Paul. How old is the congressman? 74 years old. Also, broadcast journalist Connie Chung. Big birthday for Connie. She's 63 years old. Robert Plant. Oh, I used to love Robert Plant. Rock singer for Led Zeppelin, 61 years old. From the Knack, rock singer Doug Feger is 57 years old. If you're a country fan, you definitely know this name. Rudy Gatlin is 57 years old. TV weatherman Al Roker, you see him on the Today Show, 55 years old. TV personality Aisha Blake is 48 years old. Let's say that's Asa Blake, but I might have spelled it wrong. Actor James Marsters is 47 years old. From Limp Bizkit, Fred Durst is 39 years old. Another group I absolutely love. Colorado Rockies first baseman Todd Helton is 36 years old. If you're a fan of Major League Baseball, you'll know that name. Also celebrating a birthday, actor Ben Barnes is 28 years old. And hockey player Chris Drury is 33. Great hands. Great shot, actually.
eCigaretteNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
All right, coming up later on the show, we're going to find out what you would do if something was happening in front of you. Would you do the Good Samaritan thing or say, ooh, I can't get involved? And that happened with the Milwaukee mayor, Tom Barrett, who actually did an incredible thing, tried to help a woman who was in the middle of a domestic violence dispute, and he ended up getting beat with a pipe as a result, but he's okay. That's the good news. Might have a fractured hand. He had a press conference today. We're going to let you hear that later on America Tonight. But as promised, you got to remember this is the number to call up, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Harry Rinker joins us every couple of weeks. We talk about things in the collectibles world and what do you have of value, what are you curious about, what it's worth. Fascinating, fascinating stuff. So don't hesitate to dial the number. He is the expert, the guy to ask. Harry, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's got to be a pretty, I'm thinking it's exciting times for you anyway, because I keep telling you that everywhere I go, people are selling things, talking about collecting things, talking, like somebody asked me about 8-track tapes today. They have an incredible collection, and I guess some people are interested in getting the 8-track tapes, so crazy.
Now, you know, there are some interesting 8-track tapes out there. Now, some of the Beatles tapes, some of the harder-to-find ones will do very well. There is, in fact, a price guide to 8-track tapes that finally came out about a year ago. Most of them aren't really that valuable. I mean, what good are they if you don't have a car to play them in or what good are they if you don't have a machine to play them in? Actually, one of the biggest collectors of them are the guys with cars from that era that have the 8-track machines in their cars.
Uh-huh.
And so they want to have a little 8-track, you know, music as they go streaming around the highway. So they're buyer. Some, as I say, have some value. A fair number of them are still 50 cents or a buck.
Wow, that's it, huh?
Yeah, but hey, by the way, did you hear, there's been some big news in the comic book world here in the last couple of days. Spider-Man, number one, that's kind of like the premier comic for the Silver Age of comics, the comics that grew up reading comics in the 60s, sold for over $80,000 the other day. And a owner of it, Archie number one, you know who Archie is, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Sold his comic book in protest because the new Archie comic book has Archie proposing to Veronica.
I know, I saw that.
Instead of Betty, so he got $35,000 for it. Now, he claims that he did it partly in protest, but I think he needed some money as well. Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is out in the antiques world right now, there's a lot of activity out there right now at the high end of the market. Our good friends at Heritage Auction Galleries down in Texas are just going bananas right now, getting some really strong prices for things. Although, you know, I don't know if we talked about it the other week, Bob Gibson, you know, sold all his trophies and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think his Hall of Fame award, his Cy Young Award for his...
It could be Cy Young.
It was the most valuable player one.
Yeah.
For his famous year when he had below one ERA.
Yep.
I think he put over 100,000.
Oh, that's pretty good. Strong.
Yeah, I have to tell you, it is strong. I think there are people out there with money. A couple of weeks ago, we mentioned this here on the air, I was up at wonderful antique show outside of Syracuse, New York, and I was astonished at the crowd and so many young people. Now, I think a lot of what's going on right now is I think a lot of people are discovering that the antiques and collectibles in the antiques and collectibles market were cheaper than new in a lot of areas. And that makes a big difference, and people are out shopping again.
Yeah, I absolutely, I agree with you. And, you know, I'll always get a letter or two asking me to ask you something when you come back on, and we should tell people that there is a way to directly go to you too with the mailbag.
Right. You know, we don't have any letters in the American Tonight mailbag. We'd love to have some. If you have a question about antiques or collectibles or something involving the antiques and collectibles field, you can email me your question. My email address is my full name, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. HARRYLRINKER, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. When you send me an email, just start. I listen to American Tonight and give us the name of the station you're listening to, and I'll put it in the mailbag and on one of my future appearances here on American Tonight. I'll be glad to answer the question. I don't have time to do personal answers. But we certainly will pick those questions that we think are appropriate to answer them here on the air.
All right, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You can ask Harry a question right now if you hurry up and dial the digits. I did get an email here from Jan, and Jan said, Kate, next time Harry's back on the show, because I'm not sure when you're having him back on, would you ask him about the Bratz dolls? I know he kind of makes jokes about them, but I think they're worth something, right?
Well, there's going to be some, you know, first of all, there was no question that Bratz was on the road to replacing Barbie as the number one doll among young ladies. And, you know, I go out and I buy toys and stuff every year, and I had my $250 in a closet project, or around $300 in a closet project now. And I've always put some Bratz stuff in it, only because of the fact that I felt very strongly that the Bratz doll had influenced a generation. And I think it's true. I think there's been at least a generation of young ladies that grew up with it. Of course, there's a lot of speculation going on right now in Bratz because Mattel put them out of business. As you may know, the designer of that doll moved over to Bratz, and Mattel claimed that he developed a doll while he was working for Mattel, and unfortunately for the Bratz people, the Mattel won the case, and they just literally put the company out of business. And so, you know, there's not going to be a lot more Bratz out there. And so people bought up the old stock. And so for that, I would say that it's going to be 20, 30 years before Bratz becomes collectible in the sense that we talk about collectability with people, you know, buying it on the secondary market and doing it because they play with it. You know, I got an interesting note from a friend of mine up in Canada about Chatty Cathy and the dolls of the 50s. And he wants to know, you know, do they have long-term collectability over time? Because they're certainly hot dolls right now, the dolls from the 50s and 60s and 70s that the young ladies grew up with. Right now, if I was betting on a doll long-term, I think I'd look at the American Character dolls before I'd look at Bratz.
All right, so that's if you're trying to collect, that's some good advice.
Yeah, I mean,
because you think
the thing
be worth
about it.
It
is, you know, when the market's speculative, I try to tell people that's the time to sell, not the time to buy.
Yeah, I got one other question here too, and it's from Mickey, and Mickey says that he's got an old World War II uniform, an army uniform.
Right,
and he doesn't give much more description.
No, but with World War II uniforms, several things are critical. One, how much of the uniform do you have? Do you have the jacket? Do you have the pants? Do you have the shirt? Most importantly, do you have the underwear? Believe it or not, that's the hardest stuff to find. The other thing is, does the uniform have the insignias on it of the unit where the person served? And do you know who this uniform it is? And do you have the picture of the soldier wearing it? All these are important to the collector. The collector pays a premium for a uniform that can be identified with a specific person or a specific unit and so forth. You want to be careful. Almost all the World War II patches are being reproduced, and unfortunately, there's a lot of people that go out and buy the repro patches and sew them on the old uniforms. A basic World War II uniform, the kind you'd find up in the attic that may have the Eisenhower jacket with it, you could be looking at $30 to $50. But if you have the name of the guy that wore it and the battle ribbons and all the rest of it, you could be looking at $50 plus, possibly.
Wow. All right, there may be some other people listening that
World War II stuff, Kate, is hot.
Yeah, I heard that. Somebody else told me that as well. Wow, we may get more questions about that. Don't forget, in another couple of weeks, Harry will be back with us, so save up those questions. You can call in live at 800-259-5791. Who's on your show this week?
Let's see, coming up, yes, I should know that, shouldn't I? You know what, let me try to think. I think we've got someone talking about some of the old prints. Remember Courier and Ives?
Mm.
And there's a print called Kellogg Prints that came out of Connecticut. I think we have the author of that book and some others.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, hey, listen, thanks a lot. You take care now, kiddo.
All right, you too. You take care as well. Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible. We're bouncing back to Iraq and Afghanistan and some other things. 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you here at the helm of ATN.
I can do this all day long.